You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, for we're trusting that the Lord will use us, use our broadcast, to be a blessing to you. We're opening our service today with Brother Ralph Craig singing for us, If I Can Help Somebody.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. Then my living will not be in vain. Then my living will not help somebody as I pass along, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world that's draught, if I can teach love's message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Then my living will not be in vain. My living will not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living will not be in vain.
Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank you today for your love and mercy and grace. We're thankful for the gift of your dear Son, and we thank you for the privilege of being a part of the family of God. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the message of truth with this precious congregation today. I know that you love everyone, and so we're praying that you'll take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to each and to every heart. And we're asking you to minister to our congregation. There may be some that are suffering in body, some that do not know thee, some that have other needs. Whatever they are, you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless this broadcast and bless this precious people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue the musical part of our service today with a male quartet singing for us, The Lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I may clearly see. And the light that shines in darkness dwells safely. for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone a light around me, so that I can clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse,
tell me,
where would this ship be? Everybody who lives around us says, just tear that lighthouse down, for the big ships, they don't sail that way anymore. What's the use of it standing round? Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light, oh, the light from that old lighthouse that stands upon the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone a light around me, so that I can clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse,
tell me,
where would this ship be? And I thank God for
our subject for today's broadcast, Setting the Right Example. And we read for a text, 1 Corinthians 11:1 and Philippians 4:9. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 11:1 and then Philippians 4:9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. We find many more bad examples in the world today than we do right examples. But we find the Word of God teaching us to be right examples. The church has the mission of being right examples. We are saved not only to escape hell and gain heaven, but to fill the place and perform the work that God has assigned us. Paul informs us in 1 Corinthians 12 and 18, that God sets the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased Him. So every member of the body has a mission to fulfill. And what is that commission? We are to exhibit the character of Christ in our daily living. We are to exhibit His holiness, His purity, and His righteousness before the eyes of all with whom we come in contact, because it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16. And the Apostle Paul wrote to Titus, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." And we have a hymn that says, "Let the beauty of Christ be seen in me." And that is our mission. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So we are to exhibit the character of Christ in our daily living. And we are to live in such a way that we can attract souls to Christ. Jesus said again, "Let your light shine." For what reason? That men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Or in other words, endeavor to lead them to Christ, to salvation, that they too might glorify the Lord. The story is told of a man who went to an altar of prayer one time to get saved. And the evangelist asked him after the service was over, he said, "I am curious. I'd like to know what I said in my message tonight that caused you to want to become a Christian." And the man responded, "It wasn't anything that you said in your message. I have a neighbor who has been living a Christian life before me, and I wanted what he had." And so we are to be a witness, a living example, that we might endeavor to attract other souls to Christ. Jesus told the disciples, "After the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you shall receive power to be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And we might paraphrase that and say, in the home, in the community, in the state, or in the nation or world, we are to live the kind of a life that will be a witness for Christ and for His gospel. May God help us as individuals and as a collective body of the Church of God to do our very best to exhibit publicly that pure life of Christ, so that souls may be attracted to Him. You are the epistles of Christ, known and read of all men. Now, I do not speak of trying to force the gospel on anyone or make them become a Christian. You can't do that. I'm talking about living the life in an attractive way so that it will draw others to the Lord. In the sectarian realm of dead formal worship, men can do most anything that is wrong and people think nothing about it. But let one of God's saints deviate from the plain path or even make a mistake, and it is noticed and talked about by many. So we need to be careful how we live, what we say, and what we do. Right examples as in unity. Unity must not only be preached, but it must be lived. God is against division. Let us, as saints of God, stand against division of every kind and live in the bonds of peace, so that we shall be able to show one another and live in harmony and in unity, and we'll be able to help souls to come to know the Lord. And in this present world, there is a doctrine, and that doctrine is unity. Jesus Christ prayed for it, as recorded in John 17. He prayed that we would be one, even as He and the Father are one. Now, I do not speak of unity with false religion. Paul makes it clear that we are not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? The importance of living right cannot be overexpressed. The duty of every man and woman in the church is to live right. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? We are told in Paul's writing to the Romans that we are the servant of him whom we obey, whether it be of sin unto condemnation or of righteousness unto holiness. Yes, we are the servant of the one that we yield ourselves to. And if we yield ourselves to God, we will indeed live a righteous and a godly life. Again, Paul told us through the writings to Timothy that we are Titus, that we are to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. Now, parents, set the right example before your children. The greatest revival needed today, in many cases, is a revival in the home. I've never known a time in my life when Satan has worked so hard against the home. And we find so many people today breaking up their homes, people living together without being married, and children suffering want, and children being abused. Beloved, we need godly homes, righteous homes, godly parents living the right kind of life before their children so that they can lead the children in the right way. I heard the story one time of a man. He was a drinker, and he left his home one evening to start it to the bar. And he heard a noise behind him, and he turned around and he looked, and there his little son was following him. And he said to his son, "Where are you going?" And he said to his father, "I'm going with you." And the father thought for a moment. He went back and he picked up his son, carried him back in the house, and he said, "You'll never follow me to the bar." And he stopped his drinking. So I say a real revival needs to start in the home, where we can see our children brought up in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord. Train up your children in the way they should go. We read in Proverbs, "And when they are old, they will not depart from it." Now, another way that we are to be an example is forbearance and submission. Even in Christian living, everything does not always go just as we may desire. So there will be the need of forbearance with one another and of submission one to another. We are told in the Scriptures that we are to submit ourselves one to another. And in submission and in unity, we can convey to the world what Christianity is all about. The Bible tells us to forbear one another in love, to suffer long and to be kind. And this is a part of being an example. Some people are more of a nervous temperament than others. Some have trials on one line and some on another. But God help us to correct every mistake, to profit by the mistakes that we make of the past, and to do better in the future. There is room in every one of us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so we are told in the Scriptures. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves one to another. And we read that in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul. Yes, ministers are watchmen on the walls, and they are to blow the trumpet, and they are to blow it with a definite, positive sound. Paul said if the man does not blow the trumpet in a proper manner, the people will not know how to prepare for the battle. So the watchman on the walls is to blow the trumpet with a clear, distinct sound so that the people will know what is right and what is wrong. Now, we are to be an example to the church. Yes, we as individuals are to be an example to the church. First of all, the ministers. The ministers should be examples to the flock. The Apostle Paul told the ministers at the Church of God in Ephesus, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. So the ministers are to take heed to themselves, and the ministers are to be an example to the flock. As Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. He should be humble. He is not to be a dictator. No, the pastor is to be a leader, not a dictator. And the flock is to follow him as he follows Christ. Each member should be an example in spirituality. Each member should be an example in liberally supporting the work of the church. If everyone dressed in a modest way, as they should and as the Bible teaches, they will be an example. But we find many today who are dressing immodestly, and they are not an example. Oh yes, many of them are church members. But the Bible teaches that the women, and I think it goes for men too, that we are to dress ourselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety. Can you say, as Paul did, follow me, for I follow Christ? Every member of the body of Christ should be able to say that. Examples to the world. Not only are we to be an example to the church as an individual, but the church is to be an example to the world. Let us practice what we preach, so that when the world sees us, they will know what we believe and what the Bible teaches. The importance of right living will be fully realized when the shadows of death are gathering about us. Yes, and death is coming to each and to every one of us. And we need to live in such a way that we will be prepared to go. For many people do not have a notice ahead of time. Some people drop dead with heart attacks and other reasons. Some people are killed on our highways. So we need to live an exemplary life so that we will be ready to go, ready to meet the Lord in judgment without any time to prepare. Be prepared. Live the life. Be an example. And God will be with you and will bless you. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has accompanied what has been said, and that they have been a blessing to each and to every heart. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. We have not endeavored to find fault or criticize anyone. We've endeavored to preach a message that we trust will be a help to you in your doing what is right. Now, if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And I would remind you again that we have our monthly magazine posted there, and you may read it. And we have, in fact, a number of years there in our archives on our webpage, and you can download them and read the messages there in the Way of Truth magazine. Also, we have an archive of our broadcasts. If you've missed any or that you'd like to hear some over, you may go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and download a broadcast. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services, if at all possible. And our webpage address is the same, www.wayoftruth.org. And our services are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week at the same time when again, the Lord willing, we'll be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. And may the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you is our prayer.